online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, Russia's president says a US-brokered Ukraine peace plan could be a basis for future agreements, but claims there are no final versions. Vladimir Putin's told reporters his country's ready for serious talks. It's the first time he's addressed the proposals. Earlier this week, Donald Trump suggested a deal was very close. Our correspondent Ivor Bennett in Moscow.
I think this was an attempt by Vladimir Putin to show that Russia was serious about the process, that it's engaged in these talks. But I think if the Ukrainians and the Europeans were watching that, they would say that the opposite soon became clear over the course of this press conference.
The Prime Minister says he's asking everybody to contribute more as he denied breaking a manifesto promise not to raise taxes on working people. Sir Keir Starmer insists higher contributions, including from an extra three-year freeze on income tax thresholds, will be kept to a minimum. A man's been arrested on arrival at Manchester Airport in connection with the knife attack at a synagogue in the city last month. It's the seventh arrest made. Two worshippers were killed in Crumpsall. The Home Office is said to be furious at official figures showing a rise in the number of people being housed in asylum hotels. Levels are up by 13% since June. Here's Immigration Minister Mike Tapp.
We're honest with the public that this doesn't happen overnight. We have already closed 200 hotels. That's down from 400 to 200. And we're exploring these larger military sites to move people out of hotels. And we stick to that.
UK net migration's dropped to the lowest annual figure since 2021. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he has the backing of the club's hierarchy despite their worst run of form since 1954. The Premier League champions have lost 9 of their last 12 games in all competitions. And actress Ruth Codd has undergone a second leg amputation. The Celebrity Traitors star says an injury picked up while playing football as a teenager hasn't fully healed. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse District Councils have given details of their preferred choice of chief executive. Their joint staff committee have recommended the appointment of Adriana Partridge to the post. Ms. Partridge is the current deputy chief executive, and the decision to appoint her will go before the next full council meetings on Wednesday the 10th and Thursday the 11th of December for final approval. The two councils have had a shared chief executive since 2008, when joint working between the two councils began. Thames Valley Police are trialling an AI chatbot called Bobby to answer frequently asked non-emergency questions and ease pressure on call handlers. The force says Bobby has been tested by more than 200 people during its development, including representatives from victim care groups. If Bobby is unable to answer a question, the conversation will be transferred to a member of the police staff.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
After a damp evening, things will clear a bit overnight, leading to a pretty bright start to Friday. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, please click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Catherine Jones. Do you know what? I think we need a bit of brightness on a rather dull Thursday afternoon. Bit of Tanita Tikaram. Welcome to Drive Time.
There's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, now the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was it solo? Was it yesterday? Was it true for you? Cause while all the rest have taken time, this didn't do enough for you. And the corner
with memories. Tell you how it used to be. Your mother smiles, children play, and all the bad things happen miles away. And strong feelings never bother you. You hold your head up while the rest of us try to. Oh, call the stations, call the people. We all wanna know. 'Cause while all the rest are taking time, you don't wanna know. Fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Stand by the fireside, know the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. And your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you. You still feel safe inside. Oh, was this sorrow? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? 'Cause of all the choices you have made, this didn't do a lot for you.
Red Kite Radio.
John, Sam Fender. That is Talk to You. Can you need to stick around good tradition for that? Hello, how are you doing? Thursday afternoon, Thursday 27th of November. It is the day, if you are a cleaner at the Willard's International Continental Hotel over in Washington, you would absolutely dread. I know it's unlikely anyone listening is a cleaner at the Willard International Continental Hotel, but over in Washington, around about this time, the cleaners will be heading to get those rooms cleaned, and in one particular room is two special guests. This year, it is Gobble and Wobble. They are the turkeys due to be pardoned for Thanksgiving Day. Yes, this happens in America. The President of the United States pardons two turkeys. Gobble and Wobble were the lucky turkeys this year. They get picked by the public in a almost like a rather sick game show. So they get their photographs taken, they get named, then they go their pictures get put up on online and various sources, and then people have to get to vote which turkeys they want to save. And they say Gobble and Wobble were the lucky turkeys this year, and then they get to spend the night in this big top hotel. They then get whisked away to the lawns of the White House, where they get pardoned by the President of the United States, and they get to spend the rest of their lives in a petting zoo or Disneyland. And the turkeys that didn't get picked, well, I think you can guess what happens to them. You could be eating them for Christmas dinner. In the news, we have Mrs. Doubtfire can't claim her pension. A guide makes his group feel rather ignorant. And if you have found an abandoned teddy bear around Tame or Aylesbury, I know someone who just might want it back.
You couldn't give me what everybody needs. I shouldn't let you get me when I'm back in my bed. Find out everybody knows that you've been using me. I'm surprised you let me stay around you. When they gonna lift the cover and look inside your heart. We got a little bit before we go. The dead.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Chinner.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
I was walking around just a face in the crowd, trying to keep myself out of the rain. So a bag of bunking where a styrofoam crown, wondered if I might end up the same. There's a man out on the corner, he's singing old songs about change. Everybody's got their cross to bear these days. Nothing to hold on to but these days. These days, the stars ain't out of reach. These days, there ain't a lot of on the streets. Oh no, no, these days are fast, nothing lasts in this graceless age. There ain't no
for you. If somebody said, I bet you $1,000 that they will discover human life before 2030, would you take that bet? Somebody has. Talk that later on the show as well. Plus, the International Society for Cryptographers couldn't decrypt a liquid in a distillery. We'll talk more on that later on during the show as well. Plus, Fascinating Facts is on the way, karaoke 10 minutes past 5, and Birthday Corner. It's in a rather bonkers drive time between now and 6. And the music continues after the break. Jesse Ware is in the spotlight.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Prime Compliance Services, Risk Management, Water, Asbestos and Fire, Print World UK, Local Print Services, Richardson's Chartered Accountants, Local Chartered Accountants, Rusper Consulting, Management Consulting, Seven Stars Dinton, Local Pub, offering great entertainment, food and drinks, Vale Brewery, local brewers of fine beers, and Dell Motor Services, motor servicing. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025, Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything, from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Sydenham.
Red Kite Radio.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Tell me when I get more than a dream of you. 'Cause a dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep tonight. Do anything to make you stay. Do anything to start the day again. If I had everything my way, we'd travel back and forth and back again. If only I could let. I'm not afraid to die.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Don't you know so many things they come and go? Like the love I thought I found in you.
Who sent their teddy bear into outer space? Yes, this is actually true. This happened. This sounded an amazing thing to do at school. So they strapped a teddy bear with a camera and was launched on a high-altitude weather balloon up into the stratosphere to space. And, of course, the camera takes all the images and then it falls back down to Earth and they can track the camera and go back to it and pick it up. It's quite simple, really. Unfortunately, it was a little bit turbulent in the stratosphere and the teddy bear fell off and disappeared. And the school would like him back if possible. It disappeared somewhere above Henley-on-Thames at 3:20 on the 10th of November. I don't know what the altitude was above Henley-on-Thames when it fell off. I think it was somewhere in the stratosphere still. So it could well be anywhere in the Red Kite Radio region. So if you do find a teddy bear with a blue shirt and some dark blue shorts, then I know a school who would want him back, and it'd be great to have him back for Christmas. It's the Wolhampton School in Hampshire. But what an amazing thing, sending a teddy bear into outer space. Wouldn't it be a hero if he was actually found again? Anyway, it'd be a great thing to happen for Christmas. Owl City, this is Fireflies.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Drops every- would just stand and stare.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems.
'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Keep
Simon, you're so vain. Now, I think when I mentioned this, teased this earlier on in the show, I said human life. If somebody bet me $1,000 we'd discover human life by 2030, I'd accept that bet quite happily. But it's not human life, it's alien life. Although saying that, I think there may be a few aliens around as well. Now, this is a Harvard astrophysicist who is known for warning that interstellar objects could be the sign of alien technology. He has just accepted a $1,000 bet on whether humanity will officially discover extraterrestrial life before the 31st of December 2030. And the bet comes from a Dr. Michael Sherman of the Skeptic Society, who says, strangely enough, no confirmation of alien life will be recognised by major scientific bodies by that date. They are both very staunch, they have both decided they are completely right and have bet $1,000 on it. So, by the 31st of December 2030, if we or have not discovered alien life, somebody is going to lose $1,000. And that money for the loser will be paid to the Galileo Project, which researches possible extraterrestrial technology. So who's going to win $1,000? And is it $1,000 now, or is it like in 2030? Is it kind of what $1,000 is equal to, or is it just $1,000? Because surely when it gets later, it's just going to go down, isn't it? Surely? But anyway, $1,000 is what they have bet as to whether alien life will be discovered by the 31st of December 2030. Do you reckon they're going to be discovered? Not sure. But I do know Fascinating Facts is on the way. And we're going to do that after this from Ollie Murs. This is his brand new single. This is Run This Town.
Bright lights, we're heading for the city. Happy days, it doesn't get the party started, we're on our way, because life won't wait. But I've been broken, and I've been working like a dog. You hear the rally cry, the streets are calling, arm and arm we're jumping out into the weekend. And we can run this town tonight. Your reckless hearts that beat together, it's us.
That's his brand new Run This Town, and this is Thursday's Fascinating Facts.
We've been here for a billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big, and you are small, and what do you think of that? Give me major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
If you're going out over the weekend, it's always great if there's a lull in conversation to whip out a fascinating... Whip out a fascinating fact. First of all, the word barbarian originally referred to people who don't speak Greek. The Greeks thought people who spoke a foreign tongue sounded like they were saying bar 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 all the time.
Amazing.
Tutankhamun's parents were brother and sister. Nothing like keeping it in the family. And the state vegetable of Oklahoma is the watermelon, despite the fact it is indeed a fruit. Ah, it's a vegetable. No one will notice. Anyway, after break, Eternal BB Williams are on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Join me for the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brunt, from 12 noon through to 1pm on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ford.
Red Kite Radio.
have the best of life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With all this, I'll give you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A pure love that gold can't buy. If you take a chance,
you take a chance,
I'll be worth the chance.
It's that time of the show where we find out who was born on the 27th of November. It is Birthday Corner. So, first of all, big day really for people who are no longer with us. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, Lashanka Lynch, who played 007, the female 007 in No Time to Die. It's her birthday today. She's 39 years old. We have Bill Nye, but not the actor Bill Nye. He is a TV host. He is 69 today. And she's played Moneypenny in a few of the Pierce Brosnan Bond movies. Samantha Bond, 64 today. And birthdays for people no longer with us. First of all, Jimi Hendrix. That was born on this day, 1942, died in 1970. If he was still alive today, he would be 83 years old. Bruce Lee, born in 1940, so would have been 85 today. He died sort of in 1970, I think, wasn't it? 1970 at some point. And Buster Merrifield, only Fools and Horses. He was born on this day, 1920, died sadly in 1999, but had he been around today, he would have been 105 years old.
Seven. What number is this, Jim?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Homecoming queen, you are
me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a
believer from the Monkees? On the way, we got Simply Red. We have the brand new single from Mumford & Sons and Hozier, plus the new single from Brandy Carlisle. All that more after the news at 5 o'clock. And of course, karaoke. Don't forget, 10 minutes past five. That is on the way. This is brand new Jessie J.
Oh, me, myself, and I. Ain't no place to hide. All I got is time. Oh, screaming out a secret. Tell me that you'll keep it. I don't wanna lie.
On your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.